21 years since the deadliest attacks on U.S. soil. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Americans remembering the 9/11 terror attacks that took the lives of nearly 3,000 people. Fox's Alexis McAdams at Ground Zero in New York.
The families who spoke today reading off those names one by one of those who lost their lives say it doesn't get any easier.
We remember you. We need you. Please continue to watch over us.
6 moments of silence to commemorate when the planes hit the towers and when they collapsed.
President led the memorial observance at the Pentagon.
184 people died at the Pentagon that day. Biden says ever since, the building, ravaged after a hijacked plane burrowed into it, is a memorial for those lost.
And the command center for our response to defend and protect the American people.
The president said Americans maintain their promise to never forget. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And the First Lady was in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The coffin of Queen Elizabeth left Balmoral Castle today for a 6-hour drive to the capital of Scotland.
The coffin arrived at the Queen's official residence in Edinburgh, the Palace of Holyrood House. The coffin was carried into the palace by a Scottish honor guard. And tomorrow, the coffin will be taken to St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh. And there, the public will be able to go in and pay their last respects before the coffin is then moved to London, where it will be on display in Westminster for several days before the funeral.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. A 67-year-old man is dead after a motorboat flipped over on a Colorado River trip inside Grand Canyon National Park. 4 others were injured. And Carlos Alcaraz beats Casper Ruud in 4 sets in the U.S. Open final to claim his first Grand Slam title and the number one ranking at age 19. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announcing on this day of remembrance for 9/11 that he will push for funding a health program for responders and survivors now. More from Fox's Gernal Scott.
The World Trade Center health program is projected to be $3 billion short by late 2023, which could limit services to responders with life-threatening illnesses. Senator Schumer says his hope is to fund the program this year. He says there are ways to get it done.
The NDAA, the National Defense Act, and probably the best chance is the omnibus spending bill, where I, as one of the 4 negotiators, will have a lot of say as to what goes in that bill.
Schumer says he wants to push the bill now because a new Congress with a GOP majority in either chamber could make sustaining the fund more difficult. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Australia's leader is trying to quell calls for a quick change in his nation's government.
Australia is a sovereign country, but it's also classified as a constitutional monarchy, with Britain's king or queen still holding ceremonial and symbolic roles. Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, saying now is not the time to talk about a referendum on the country possibly becoming a republic while people are still paying tribute to Queen Elizabeth II. Albanese saying that Australians should, quote, pay tribute to the life of Queen Elizabeth, a life well lived. Australia formally severed all legal ties with the United Kingdom, except for the monarchy, back in 1986. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And the horror film Barbarian won the weekend at the box office, bringing in $10 million in North American sales. Coming in a distant second with $4.4 million was Brahmastra Part 1 Shiva, an Indian Hindi language fantasy epic. Older Hollywood fare Bullet Train and Top Gun Maverick occupied the 3 and 4 spots. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.